Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it is 2016. That's amazing, isn't it? Time flies by, and before we know it, January will be over and the year will be off and running. 1/12 of the year will be done. And what we want to make sure of is we want to make sure that we make a profit this year. We want to make sure that we make more of a profit than last year. So how do we do that? Is growing your business the answer to more profit? Well, maybe, and maybe not. There are a couple of things that you have to consider. The first thing that you want to consider is really looking at your business, really studying it, analyzing it, saying to yourself, am I productive? Am I getting out of my business exactly what I need? Am I getting the productivity that I need? Or are we just wasting a lot of time? How productive is each one of my staff members? Now, no one's going to be 100% productive. Let's be realistic. But how productive do we need for them to be? Is each person holding up their end of the responsibility? Are they doing what needs to be done? Is it time to sit down and have a review or an employee review with them to talk about how they can do better in their job, what they're doing really well, which is what we start with, and what they can improve? Is there an action plan? Because if we can get our employees to actually focus and do a better job, it adds to the profit. The next thing we want to look at is how much business can we add to our current flow of business without any more costs? If we can add 10 or 15 or 20% more business and we can produce it with the same number of people, equipment, buildings, trucks, whatever the case happens to be, it becomes incredibly profitable. And then we start thinking about growing our business. And this is where the danger comes in. Because if you're not growing your business correctly, if you're just growing your business but you're not thinking about what it means, it creates a problem. So you grow your business 20%. But if you do grow your business and just a number, 20%, what happens? Do you need more trucks, more office space, more equipment, more people? You may find that you're actually making less money because you grew your business. So you have to really analyze and say to yourself, at what point growing my business will become more profitable? If I'm doing $1 million and it's profitable, if I boost my business to 1.25, am I still profitable? Or am I actually losing money? Do I have to go to 1.3, 1.35? Where do I have to be in growing my business to become profitable again? If you don't think about that, you're going to get to the end of the year and you're going to be disappointed. That's why it's important for business people to use their brains. It's important to use your experience. It's important to really understand what's happening in your business. What does it really cost us to do business? What is our operating cost? What are our sales costs? What happens if we add business? What additional things do we need? How many more people would we need? How much bigger of a space? Is there something special, more equipment? We can't just say we're going to grow our business, because if we're going to grow the business, we need to be able to service the business. If we can't service the business, all of our reputation, everything that we've done that absolutely does work and has given us the success and the profit that we have, well, it's all going to just disappear, evaporate. And if you're not doing enough business, if the profits aren't what you like, it's the same thing. Sit down and say to yourself, what's wrong here? Why am I not doing more business? Why am I not making a profit? If you can't determine what the answers are in growing your business or why you're not making money, then there is a problem. It's absolutely necessary to do that. And if you can't understand what's going on and how to make it happen, bring someone in from the outside. Maybe it's your accountant or your CPA. Maybe you're sitting down and you're saying to yourself, I'm going to research this on the internet. Maybe it's talking to a consultant like myself. Whatever it happens to be, don't let the year pass you by until you know exactly where you want to go and what you want out of your business. What I want for you is more success, more profit, and less stress. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.